T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And when I say have a drink, whatever you want.
Sure.
Look, if you just like iced tea, do that. Just don't get fevered about this. I get that this is a frustrating year if you're a fan. Well, 28 and 26 will frustrate the hell out of anybody. I mean, even the Indiana Pacers are frustrated with their year because they like their team and they're not getting the results they want.
By the way, look good, feel good, play good. The Warriors played well enough last night to where Steve said this one may be the most fun we've had all year.
Yeah, that was fun. That was probably the most fun I've had watching our team play all year. So many great individual performances and fun to see, you know, some of the guys who don't play much get out there and do well. And it's definitely a feel-good night for our team.
Draymond talked about how Jordan Poole was fantastic last night and where this goes for him.
Well, that's his next level of growth. You know, he has the ball a lot for this team. His next level of growth is understanding when you have the ball that much, the responsibility to get others involved. And he was there from the jump. You know, it wasn't that he wasn't getting them involved the entire game, but at the end, he was just trying to force feed them. You know, everywhere he went, he was just trying to find them and get them the ball. And we've all been there. You know, with Clay having one of them nights, we're all just trying to find and get him the ball, and it causes some turnovers, and that's kind of what happened there at the end. But when he was just allowing the game to come to him and playing a great floor game, which he did all night, he didn't turn the ball over. He made great passes, he made extra passes. It was a beautiful game to watch him play.
It was maybe the best game he's played with the Warriors in terms of interacting with his teammates. Everyone appreciated it. Jordan Poole, he certainly was happy about the way that he went out and played last night.
Well, as a basketball player, personally, being a facilitator and a playmaker, just trying to put the ball in the pocket for anybody, whether it's Wiggs, Steph, Clay, hitting the pocket for Loon. You obviously want to try to give them a shot where they can just rise into it, but Clay's such an elite shooter and he has such a quick release. Honestly, you just probably need to get him the ball, to be honest. Like I said, once he gets going, now we were hitting him in the pocket a little bit today, giving him the passes with seams. It was a beautiful display to watch.
It was great last night. And again, Klay's 8th career game with 10 or more three-pointers. He's second in NBA history behind the 22 times that Steph Curry has done that. There have been 7 games in NBA history where a human being hit 12 or more threes. Klay and Steph have done it 4 times. The rest of everyone else who has ever played in the league have combined to do it 3 times. Klay needed that. There's something about those Oklahoma City jerseys that bring out the very, very, very best in him. Anthony Slater on the morning roast talking about how nights like that make you sort of remember who Klay Thompson can be when he catches a hot streak.
There's no way to summon what he used to be able to from a endurance standpoint on a 37 minute per night basis, but he can still get to it. Just ask the Thunder. You know, I was laughing in the hallway with Thunder people at halftime last night. Like, what did you do to this guy? Because they just, it's every time. I mean, if you ask them, he's like a top 10 player of all time. It's like every time we play this guy, he just hits everything. So it's still in there. And like, you know, you look at his January, his January like splits are as good as any of his like prime months ever. It's like 27 per game, 43% from three. You know, he's still an elite floor spacer, you know, within the NBA world. But look, you know, it's understandable to say a guy who I believe is turning 33, what, this week, next week, and has obviously had the injuries he's had, like, he's never going to be what he was at 27 or 28. But that doesn't mean he can't still be, like, an elite offensive weapon as he showed last night.
Again, Klay turns 33 tomorrow in Portland. We'll see if they can keep it up. It's a It feels like one of the forks in the road type of games for the Warriors. Are you going to make the last couple of weeks a hair on fire sprint to either get a sixth seed or avoid a play-in tournament? Or are you going to pick up some road wins here and make the end of this year a lot easier on yourselves? A beatable Portland team feels like a road game. They need to win. 888-957-9570. This is the coach in Vallejo. What's going on, coach?
Hey, Damon. Ray, how you doing?
Very well.
Great. You know, and I'm kind of like with Ray on this. You can't compare Jordan Poole with Steph Curry. And I think, Damon, the main reason, the biggest criticism that Poole gets, number one, he's not a great shooter. I mean, he's like, 32% from three-point range, and, below, 40%, overall, about 42% overall. So he's not a great shooter. But his biggest problem, Damon, is that his attitude, the technical fouls, the one-on-ones, at the wrong time. Last night, I mean, I was so proud of him because I think that's the first time he tried to actually be a facilitator. He's usually looking for himself. He's a stat chaser, and he bad-mouths the referees. He disrespects the game. I mean, we don't need another Draymond on the team, and I think that's the biggest problems the fans have with Jordan Poole.
Dude, what a pearl-clutching exaggerator you are. Seriously, you see similar Draymond Green behavior in Jordan Poole? What, are you out of your mind? First of all, nobody likes getting fouls called on them in the NBA. I don't see anybody just going, yeah, that was a fair call. I'm walking away cool with that. So it doesn't even exist. There's very few guys who take their medicine and walk away. But a on-court malcontent at all times, disrespectful of the game? What are you watching? What are you watching? Jordan Poole can be a little frustrating. He can be a little full of himself at times. I want as much brimming with self-confidence as you can give me in my NBA guards personally. I mean, I don't understand it. People are literally seeing things that don't even exist.
He does have 9 technical fouls, which is, I guess, what he's referring to. And I think the sense is you have to be at this league a little longer before you become a guy who chirps the officials. And he does chirp at him a little too much. And
he also spent most of this year getting, singled out for carrying when he really wasn't carrying the ball any more or less than anyone else.
I'm trying to explain a call. That's all I'm trying to do. He does seem to be, for good or ill, a polarizing player around here. And I think that might be who he is forever, because in the history of the Warriors, almost everybody who has handled the ball a lot in their career here has turned out to be a polarizing player. Going back to Rick Barry, there were as many people who couldn't stand the way he played as loved to watch him play. So maybe that's just the burden he has to carry. If he yells at the officials too much, okay, I guess he does. But I don't think that's a particularly noticeable demerit. What it is you cannot guarantee tomorrow night that you know what you're going to get from him. He is inconsistent like the rest of this team with the, take out Curry, take out Green, take out Looney. Everybody else is up and down. And that is the most frustrating kind of player if you're used to a team that plays at a high level night in and night out. This is an inconsistent team. I mean, everybody agrees that's true. And he is part of that. He's not the reason for it. He's not the most egregious offender. He is a member of it.
Somebody's saying, I just wish Jordan Poole could shoot 35%. He's shooting 33% from three. And that's not bad. It's not great, but it's also not bad.
But it's the selection and the timing of the shots more than the percentage. The stat sheet's not going to tell you the things that frustrate people about Jordan Poole. It's the timing of when he screws up.
Right. It's the 30 seconds left in the game, one possession game, and you dribbled it off your ankle now.
Yeah, or you tried to dribble out the clock because you wanted to get the last shot. And he's not the only offender of that either. But when you have the ball as much as he does in situations like that, they have come to expect a greater level of consistent efficiency than he has been able to provide so far. I mean, in two or three years, he's going to be a different player than he is now. He might be better, he might be worse. But people want him to hit the ground running because they've been led to believe that he's one of the great draft choice finds in the history of the franchise. And weirdly enough, sometimes he has nights when he's the 28th pick in the draft. He's part of a greater whole, and the greater whole is this Warrior team this year has been profoundly inconsistent. And inconsistency is almost worse than being consistently bad because you don't know what you're going to get from night to night. Like tomorrow night in Portland, it's going to be a white-knuckle game because the Warriors are a white-knuckle team. They just are. And until they change that, people are going to be sour about the thing that offends them the last time they saw him. You know, Poole's coming off quite possibly his best game as a pro. But you're not going to get that kind of carryover in his reputation until he and the players around him can play at a level that resembles that night in and night out. And when you're 28 and 26... there aren't a lot of guys who get the benefit of the doubt.
I'll just say this. I'd take a guy like Jordan Poole on my team any day of the week.
Okay.
Like I'm looking for a player like that. I'm looking for a young guy like that. I think he's got more promise in his future. Like you're saying, you don't know what he's going to be 2 years from now. I guarantee you he's going to be better from 2 years from now.
You can't guarantee
he's anything. Not going to be a fall off the face of the earth, forgot how to play, didn't work out after all in the grand scheme of things basketball player. I'm guaranteeing you that.
You can't guarantee me anything because nobody knows. Not the Warriors, not Poole, not you, not I.
Well, but look at the bet that they've made. They made a bet on him that makes you think that they're very much thinking what I'm thinking.
Well, they might, and they might end up being wrong. I'm not saying that they will be. I'm just saying nobody knows. And it's okay to wait till you see the evidence before you make up your mind. And that's not just you. That's the people on the text line who want to complain about him.
But you got to be able to identify and see the potential. And if you're looking at Jordan Poole and you don't identify, you don't see the potential, you don't realize that a guy who plays like that in year four by year seven can absolutely be an all-star, I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at.
Well, I mean, look, the Warriors have had beliefs in guys before that didn't pan out either. So all I'm saying is he might very well be everything you say he will be, but nobody knows yet because you don't see it night in and night out yet. That's it. And year four is about the year that people finally make sort of lasting judgments about guys. You know, could he be a more consistent player? Yes. Could he be a better passer? Yes. Could he be a better defender? Hell yes. But the gifts he has still make him worth the gamble.
Kelly in San Jose, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
Yo, this is what I got to say about this Jordan Poole guy. I don't see him being an all-star before James Wiseman. James Wiseman need to be playing right now.
Wait a minute. No, I'm just not taking a call that stupid. So you're saying a guy who can't even get on the court is closer to being an all-star than a guy who's averaging 20 a night in the league right now? Like, do your friends talk sports with you? Why would anyone talk sports with you? I'm sorry. You can't work from your own little notch of reality. I'm sorry. One guy can't even crack any semblance of a regular rotation. The other's getting 20 a night. And the guy who can't even get on the court is closer to being an all-star than the guy getting 20 a night in the league. Get out of here, dude.
There is this fascination with James Wiseman not getting a fair chance. We talked about this before. You don't get chances, you earn them. He hasn't earned it yet. And it's not for any reason other than he hasn't convinced the Warriors that he is reliable for more than 4 minutes a game. That's it. He's not a comparison point to Jordan Poole. And, you know, I guess you didn't know what...
No, but here's a comparison point. The guy who can't get 4 minutes a night isn't closer to being an all-star than the guy who's starting games.
I'm not... Yeah, I don't think that... that's not a debatable point to me. It just... It's Jordan Poole, compared to anybody right now, is... like I said, it's a fool's errand because you're either comparing him to someone who is clearly superior or clearly inferior. He's sort of that guy in the middle. In fact, I think he referenced this once, that he was sort of not quite with the old kids in the family and not quite with the young kids.
Right.
So he's in a weird place. And, you know, it might be that he's in a weird place in his own head about that, too. You know, he wants to be part of... You know, he wants to sit at the big kid's table. He kind of doesn't always get to do that. So, you know, he's a weird player for people to watch. I don't think he's a weird player to watch, but I think people come in with so many preconceptions of what he is or isn't that they haven't figured out what he is yet, and people hate a mystery. They want to know what he's going to be like in year 7.
Right. Tell me now.
Yeah.
Tell me with 100% accuracy what this guy's career is going to look like. Well, I can't guarantee you 100% accuracy, but I'm going to guarantee you a rate of naked eye test that is usually more right than wrong. Jordan Poole's a player, full stop, in this league, and will be for a long time. Indiana's up 3 on Rutgers. I might be distracted for the next 2 minutes and 50 seconds. So let me quickly...
Why don't we go right to Sports Don't Build Character, They Reveal It, and you can watch the rest of the game.
You know, it sounds pretty good to me.
Okay.
I don't know why Indiana's wearing jerseys with, like, what is that? Some, like...
Sky blue.
No, it looks like they've gotten shot with pink paintball pellets.
Well, but they have striping on the side that is light blue, so...
Yeah, there's, like, some sort of... I don't know. It's like breast cancer awareness going on or something on those jerseys. I have no idea.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't, except everyone's aware of it.
Well, they decided that not enough people were aware of it.
Well,
and it's okay not, you know.
Here's the thing. If you're going to sell those jerseys and give all the money to a charity, then we can do it. Otherwise.
Maybe they are.
It's BS.
It's not BS.
Anyways.
It's just a shirt.
Oh, they're for Black History Month.
Okay. That's fine, too.
I didn't realize that pink and light blue represented Black History Month, but there you go.
It gets to be whatever they want it to be. Like I said, it's a shirt.
Yeah, but it's an Indiana jersey, which means we have one of those. We don't need another one of those. There should never be an alternate Indiana jersey the same way that there should never be an alternate Yankees jersey. When you have something that is all day and night long perfect, there's no reason to try to mess with it, even for a decent cause. Anyway, if there's one thing that I absolutely know is that when the 49ers go on the road, they take over stadiums. They really do. By the way, the 49ers certainly have good news today. If you're worried about that defense, you can maybe be a little less worried about it because Steve Wilks is the hire. He has been hired as the next defensive coordinator for Kyle Shanahan. It's a great jumping off point for a former Panthers interim coach who has head coaching aspirations in his future. We have seen what Kyle's coordinators become around this league, so good luck to Steve Wilks, and hopefully that's a good hire. If you are joining the 49ers on the road, Ray, it's time we recommend where you would actually go, or maybe even take it a step further and recommend the places you probably want to avoid. So here is the road schedule. And we can't definitively tell you where you do need or don't need to go based on we don't know when these times are. Because there's a good time to maybe see a game in Pittsburgh. December probably isn't that time. An early September game in Pittsburgh. Little foliage in Allegheny County, Ray. Get some Permane Brothers sandwiches, a couple Iron Cities. You can have a really nice time in Pittsburgh, which is a secretly very beautiful city.
Oh, yeah.
Pittsburgh's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's not covered in snow or slush.
Yeah. I know Pittsburgh's got that, you know.
You can also say that about Cleveland, too.
Well, I don't know if Cleveland's...
No, Cleveland's got some quality. I mean, you're only going for a weekend.
Right.
Cleveland's an okay two-day town.
Yes, it really is. You can have some fun in Cleveland. Again, an early September game in Cleveland? Okay. A game in Cleveland in January? Nah, no, no, thank you. I wouldn't want to do that. So don't know when these games are in any calendar month, but here are the games. So let's just eliminate Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks, because you can go on, you can go to one of those road games any year the 49ers are playing football. There's nothing special about Rams, Cardinals, or Seahawks road games, although you got two great stadiums to go to.
They already buy those tickets. You don't have to tell them about that. They already have 60% of the crowd.
It's programmed in. So, Eagles. Again, when is that game? And let's be honest, a lot of people who maybe wanted to go out to Philadelphia just did. A little is enough is enough. Now, who knows? Maybe you want to go avenge the NFC Championship game. Maybe Philadelphia, depending on where that falls on the calendar, is an option. But a lot of people just did that. Commanders, absolutely not. There is no reason to go into that stadium. It is maybe the worst existing stadium in the NFL right now. Do not go and give Daniel Snyder an ounce of your time or money or effort to go into his craptastic stadium.
By the way, did you see he's selling his $47 million mansion? And people are putting two and two together and coming up with things saying, see, this proves he's going to sell the team.
Well, let's hope so. He can't leave the NFL fast enough.
Now, the one thing about going to see them in Washington is it's a good sightseeing town and tickets will be plentiful.
Yes, it won't cost you an arm and a leg to get into, and you can go around the mall. You can see the sights, nation's capital. Have fun.
I mean, your compelling argument to not give Daniel Snyder money, though, that trumps everything.
It really does. The Browns, we've discussed. Seasonal, probably not. The Steelers, it's a great game day experience. Depending on the month, that might be a great game to go to, and it feels like it's a Niner win waiting to happen. You want to get on an airplane, spend all that money to get there and back in a hotel room and eat a couple pierogies. You know, you want to win. There's a win waiting in Pittsburgh for the 49ers next year. At least it feels that way right now. Jacksonville. Ray, that is a sneaky interesting game all of a sudden, isn't it? 49ers at Jaguars. Now that game might be in London, which clearly would become the game to go to, right? Jacksonville's, because of the paper factory, the town smells funny.
It's a weird town.
It is a weird
town. In general. But that does feel like a London game. Just because the NFL would love to have a high-profile team playing in England.
So
all it means is, though, is that if you aren't going to that game, you have to wake up at 6:30.
Yes. Yeah, it's an early get-up out of bed. I think I got the game. And again, this is definitely seasonally dependent. But I got a stadium that looks incredible on TV that I'd like to go to. A home crowd that is officially unique with their own sort of game day traditions that make them stand out as, well, they don't do that anywhere else. Ray, if I'm a 49er fan and they're playing in September or October and I'm not guaranteed like 30 below wind chill, I think I'd want to go to the Vikings game.
No, Minneapolis is a highly underrated town when you can see it.
It's a great restaurant town, lot of good food, lot of good clubs, lot of good bars. That stadium looks magnificent. And then you got the fans and the whole, like, score, score. And, you know, I mean, you get 70,000 people doing that. It's intimidating. That, to me, looks like excellent game day atmosphere in an outstanding stadium at a reasonable price in an underrated town, depending on when that game. Look at it this way. If that game is in either September or October, that's the road game to go to. Get yourself a Juicy Lucy and listen to Prince for a weekend.
Yeah, and the fact is, because the NFL backloads divisional games into December and early January, your chances of avoiding really awful weather is actually pretty good. I mean, because they'll play.
They'll probably play that earlier in the year.
Yeah, that would be my guess. It feels like a game three window to me.
It's probably about right. Third or fourth game of the year.
That said, if Jacksonville is playing that game in London, waste no money on any other game. Go to London.
London's freaking awesome. And when you're there, go to the Winston Churchill War Room.
Oh, there's 100 things you could do in London. You should go a week before. Scout the place out.
Absolutely. Spend a lot of time.
Or stay afterward because the 49ers will have a bye the next week, because that's what they usually do when you go to Europe.
Go to Veeraswamy, which is London's oldest Indian restaurant. Continually operating Indian restaurant. It was so good. Oh, my God. All right.
There, we solved that.
I'm glad we helped everyone pack. And someone says, are any of those not seasonal dependent? No, not really. It seems to be.
I mean, look, the three games against the NFC West, are the seasons don't matter.
Right.
But, you know, the other six, you know, they're in the, you know, other than Jacksonville, they're in the northeast corridor of the country.
Right. You're in the it snows there and can be downright awful section of the country.
And especially when you factor in the fact that you're going to have to fly there, and airlines are less reliable now than they've ever been.
If you're going to go anywhere, Ray, would you like to meditate on it in an isolation chamber, maybe on an ayahuasca trip? Because that apparently is now an option that Aaron Rodgers plans on exercising before he makes his decision as to what his NFL future might hold. He was on the Pat McAfee show today talking about basically an isolation retreat that he's got planned.
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
What? You going to Alaska?
Not Alaska, no. I've been to Alaska. That's a beautiful state.
Are you locked in? Where is it?
You're not locked in. No, you can leave. If you can't do it, you can just walk out the door. But it's a darkness retreat.
Wow.
And I've had, you know, a number of friends who've done it and had some profound experiences. And it's something that's been on my radar for a few years now. And I felt like it'd be awesome to do regardless of where I was leaning after this season. So it's been on the calendar for months and months and months. And it's coming up in a couple weeks.
So you walk into a room for 4 days. Or is it a cave?
It's a room. It's a little house, yeah.
And they just kind of black out the window. Everything's dropped down. And then there's somebody like in there administering like sounds and what we're going through, options.
There's a two-way, like a little slot that they'll drop in some food for you. But it's isolation and darkness. No, you know, no music, no nothing.
Are they recording you and your actions?
How many people are in there?
Just myself. Isolation. Oh.
Okay, so basically you're asking for solitary confinement unless there's something else going on here, which he's not telling you about. Folks, before Aaron Rodgers makes a life decision, he's going to go to an isolation room and he's going to trip his balls off. That's what's going on here, Ray. I know exactly what's going on here. That guy likes to trip nuts, which is the medical way to say it.
Okay. He also started Super Bowl week speaking at a webinar for astrologers.
Okay. Well, so, Earth of Blue, his girlfriend, is a witch. Yeah. So why not?
And finally, out of Vegas, which is the least astrology-based town on the planet, he is -390 to end up with the Raiders. So if you spend 4 days in a darkened room consulting your astrology charts and you come up with Las Vegas, what have you actually accomplished?
Again,
I don't know where the wisdom there is.
That just, it's, you know, there's a way to ponder your future without that. The only time I've ever heard a football player going into a room to isolate himself, Chris Spielman, formerly of the Detroit Lions, before that the great Massillon Tiger in high school, who went to Ohio State, Chris Spielman, to get ready for a football season, used to sit in a closet and stare at a light bulb for 24 hours, just getting himself angrier and angrier and angrier, and he wouldn't eat anything other than, like, Wheaties. So Chris Spielman wasn't tripping balls on anything. There's absolutely going to be psilocybin waiting in that little isolation chamber for Aaron Rodgers. There's no doubt about that. But Chris Spielman used to stare at a light bulb to get angry about a football season.
Yeah, angry about glaucoma, too, I bet.
At some point, I don't know. I don't know if it just blurs out, dulls out.
I've never thought that systematic self-torture was a great motivational tool.
66-60, Hoosiers win. It would have been so like us to beat the number one team in the country and then lose our next home game to Rutgers. But we didn't, Ray.
No, but you didn't cover either.
Go Hoot. I don't care.
Oh, you have to care.
No, I don't care. I don't bet on
it. They did cover, Ray. It was 4.5.
4.5. They covered, Ray. Suck it.
That line moved because it was like 6.5 yesterday morning.
Well.
A flood of Rutgers money, so a lot of people go home unhappy.
When Piscataway heads to the window, lines change.
Well, the one thing we know about Jersey in all its forms is they go to the window.
A little crooked nose there. About to lose in Ann Arbor.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Aaron Rodgers is going full Kurtz from Apocalypse Now. Yeah. The horror.
Yeah, and maybe he is. I mean, I'm not convinced that he's going to spend 4 full days in a darkened room. Unless he is literally incoherent.
I mean, you could probably get that done within 48 hours. Like, you wouldn't need all 4 days, right?
You could do it in 20 minutes. The darkened room experience is highly underrated. Unless you're a sentient human being. In which case you're going, I'm in the dark. I don't need to be. Why am I here?
Have you ever meditated, Ray?
No. But if I were to meditate, I would not need a complete absence of light to figure it out. You can meditate anywhere. Sensory deprivation isn't an enhancement by definition. It's a deprivation. You're not enhancing anything. Except the chances that you will run from the room screaming after half an hour.
I mean, really, dude, just go to a fish show. Calm down. How about this? Go to a fish show, have a really good time, do all the drugs you want, and then decide where you're playing football, because you probably shouldn't combine the two.
But you don't even have to leave the house. You're making $46 million a year. Why would you bother?
You can bring the band to you at that point.
Yeah.
By the way,
Christmas party.
Couldn't any room qualify as an isolation chamber if it was dark enough?
Well, isolation. It doesn't have to be dark. Isolation means you're alone. You could do that in your living room. You just have to keep the kids out.
And he doesn't have any kids.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about you. If you want to be in an isolation chamber, go be in your room by yourself.
Just go.
Isolated. You won. Isolation has nothing to do with the light meter.
It doesn't make any sense, but Aaron Rodgers is definitely our favorite delicate little flower of emotion.
I don't think he's a delicate flower of anything. I think he wants to see Pat McAfee's jaw drop to his chest, and he manages to do it.
Aaron Rodgers is so dying to hang out at the cool kids table. It's not even funny.
I don't think he's trying to hang out at the cool kids table. He's trying to define it. He wants to run the guest list.
Yeah, no.
Weirdly, the guest list for Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. So he's already in an isolation chamber.
Yeah, so maybe party of one. It's a good way to dine out in San Francisco.
No question. You don't have to wait for a table. You can eat at the bar.
It's fantastic. You know the old saying, don't kill the messenger if you don't like the message? Well, here we're going to kill the message and the messenger. There is a new 30 for 30 about the Baltimore Ravens called the Bullies of Baltimore. And in this 30 for 30, Trent Dilfer had this to say about the careers of Tom Brady and Captain Isolation himself, Aaron Rodgers.
Modern day game does not impress me. It's super easy when you don't get hit as a quarterback and when you can't reroute receivers and when you can't hit guys across the middle. I love Tom Brady. I love Aaron Rodgers. I love these guys. It's not impressive. What's impressive is what they did.
Look, Trent Dilfer is a Bay Area guy. I think he's a pretty good guy. I don't dislike Trent Dilfer, but my professional advice is shut up. You sound ridiculous. What are you talking about, dude? And who are you to talk about unimpressive quarterbacks? I mean, a man who has never thrown for more than 3,000 yards in a season. If he's saying that if he were here right now, he's a 4,500-yard, 40-touchdown caliber passer. I mean, come on, Trent. Get out of here, dude.
He makes one valid point and then extends it far too far, which is it is easier to be a quarterback now because coaches now understand more about the passing game and how it runs best than they did when he played. That said, the guys who are playing now have more varied skill sets than the guys 20 years ago.
Well, and if it's that much easier to be a quarterback right now, there'd probably be more than eight of them that were really good at it. So it can't be necessarily that much easier.
No. I'm talking simply about the act of throwing the ball to a spot. I don't think passing games were as sophisticated 20 years ago.
Not nearly.
But I also think that it's more complicated in other ways, which is why if he had said, well, it's easier now than it was 20 years ago, you can make an argument. But when you say, I'm not impressed, that's more than a step too far.
Right. Tom Brady's 7 Super Bowl rings filed under unimpressive for a guy who threw for 153 yards and completed fewer than 50% of his passes in the big game?
Well, but I don't think he was saying that, but he said it so poorly that you can make the inference that is clearly incorrect.
You can make the inference that he must have CTE or something.
No,
it's insane.
He said something that caused you to think, and then he said about 4 other things that caused you to decide, I don't need to think about this anymore. If he had stopped after the one thing, he'd have been okay, and nobody would have noticed. But when he says, I'm not impressed, well, then don't go to the trouble of saying, oh, I love Tom Brady and I love Aaron Rodgers. Why, if they're doing something that's unimpressive?
Yeah,
you?
It's just...
No, he spoke for about 40 seconds longer than he should have in a 50-second oration.
I told you yesterday that we had a little sound from Ocho Cinco. Chad Ocho Cinco says there's a reason he's still got his money, and that's because he sat on it, because the thing that was most valuable to him was his own brand. This is pretty interesting. Costume jewelry. If you can get away with it, you probably should.
I ain't flying private. I'm Spirit. Put me on Spirit. Exit row. Window seat. That's all I need. Long as I get from point A to point B. I don't need private. Athletes more so. If you can get to a point in your career where your name becomes bigger than anything you can purchase, there's your value.
Wow.
My name itself, Ocho Cinco at one point, even still to this day, is bigger than... Why am I driving a Ferrari? Why am I driving a Rolls Royce and I'm Ocho? Oh, we talk about jewelry and watches and chains. Never bought real anything when I was playing. Never. What was the point? I went to Claire's.
So also went, all you do...
Yes. For what? What am I doing it for? The women don't deal with you anyway because of who you are.
Right.
And then the other women who are really doing their homework, don't Google how much you're making already.
Right.
Why am I buying a $50,000 watch? $80,000 watch. What time is it real quick, please?
It's 4:20.
How much that cost me?
It ain't cost you nothing.
This time is free. So yeah. What I'm paying for it for?
Right.
For what? Ocho. What's the point?
Right.
There's nothing I can buy that's bigger than my name alone. So it made no sense.
I love it. I love it. I don't need a Ferrari. I'm more popular than a Ferrari. I'm Ocho Cinco. I can get out of a freaking Ford Fiesta and people are going to be like, can I get your autograph no matter what I get out of? And oh, by the way, these earrings, you're going to think they're real diamonds. Why? Because I'm Ocho Cinco. So I can wear fake jewelry, not spend $70,000 on 5-carat stud diamond earrings, and you're going to fall for the illusion every single time.
It's the most brilliant, exotic defensive cheapness I've ever heard.
But it's smart.
Oh, no. It's very tactical.
When we come on back, there's a second part of that. I told you we do have a Super Bowl sellout that we need to tell you about. Boy, the NFL's good at making money. And your hockey minute, as promised. All of that's coming up in just a moment here. And remember, the NBA trade deadline is coming up on Thursday. Make sure you tune in to the morning show. Tim Kawakami is going to be riding shotgun at 8 a.m. on our morning show on Thursday. Our trade deadline coverage brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Damon and Ratto, one segment left. Final Jeopardy, if that's what you want to call it, coming up next here, brought to you by CalHope.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's about time we wrap up today with a few more things to take care of before we hit the exit here. Somebody on our text line says, I'd rather do some good old-fashioned psilocybin than ayahuasca. That stuff's a little too weird. Okay, I'll take your word for it. Somebody else says, Chad Johnson, Chad Ochocinco, shouldn't be given any advice on how to save money. The guy made over $60 million in his career and is worth about $15 million right now. Well, I just looked it up. I got him making about $48 million in his career. Now, taxes is going to cut that sucker right in half. So $48 million becomes about $24 million take-home. And then you got, what, just let's say agent fees, hanger honors. It's another $4 million off the top right there. So now you got $20 million take home. The guy hasn't played in a dozen years. To still have a net value of $15 million is outstanding. That's great personal money management. Like, how much do you think he took home? So I think Chad is doing very, very well. And he was talking about it on the Shannon Sharp podcast over on the Fox Sports Network. Here is the second part of the soundbite when he says, I don't need a Ferrari and I wear fake jewelry.
But everybody's caught up in image and looking a certain way and being rich. It's me. It's pointless. You know how hard it is to live like that all the time, consistently, and be fly every day?
Yeah.
Jewelry and, listen, eras of rappers. Think about the era before us.
Right.
Everybody was flashy, stunned. And after 10 years, what happens?
They ain't flashy, they ain't stunned.
No, you can't. It's impossible to sustain.
Right.
It's impossible. People, social media. Well, if I spend this bag, I'm going to just go make it back. It ain't like you think.
No.
And people, they think the cure and the fix for the problem is, well, give me more money, I'm going to be all right. But the more you make, the more you spend.
Right.
If you have no discipline and no structure.
Yes, absolutely.
Every time.
Yes.
Every time. Well, just give me more and more. No, the more you get, the more you're going to spend. And people ain't going to listen because we are caught up in looking a certain way, living a certain way, trying to appease others who don't really care nothing about you.
Yeah.
Just to say, oh, I got it.
There you go. He's so right. Chad Ochocinco, everybody.
The voice of reason.
The voice of reason to a society that could use a little. Ray, how much do you spend keeping so fly?
To keep myself fly?
Fly.
Approximately zero per day. But that might be high.
That's why you're sitting on a mountain of made cash. It's not going out the door.
I work here. There's no mountain of made anything.
Mountain of BS that the two of us have our entire careers built
on. Oh, yeah. But you can't go to the butcher and say, here's a mountain of BS. I'd like some steaks, please. They don't, but that's like crypto to them.
You know who does get to print their own money, though? Boy, the NFL. Joe Pamplano says that Fox has officially sold out of all their Super Bowl advertising inventory. And if we're talking about $7 million per 30-second commercial, and there are 80 commercials about in a Super Bowl, that's $560 million in advertising revenue. More than half a billion.
Well, part of that, I think there's a different rate for before the game and during the game. So I'm not sure that every one of those 80 ads is going to get you $7 million. If I've what I've read is correct. The other thing is the networks get most of that. That's why they're desperate to have a Super Bowl.
Right. That's why they pay for the broadcasting rights.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh no. I mean, this is not new. I mean, the Super Bowl is an enormous cash cow. It is the biggest cash cow of any domestic sport there is, even the Olympics.
Somebody says, you know, hey, Floyd Mayweather, he owns two private jets and has over $100 million in jewelry and all of it's real. Well, he makes more money per fight than Chad Johnson made in his entire career. So,
also, where are you getting the figure that he's kept all of his money?
Yeah. I don't.
I mean, this is a guy who bets enormous sums. I don't believe he's sitting on 100% of those.
No. No one is. Except for maybe Joe Fortenbaugh. Do we have him on for a gambling segment? We got a little gambling segment. By the way, a sucker's born every
day. You don't want to talk to him after that.
Super Bowl gambling segment?
Yeah, you don't. Because he'll still rub it in about the 49ers.
Who cares?
You do.
I don't care.
You clearly care.
I don't. Go Bears. What are you talking about?
Yeah, go Bears when it's convenient. But if we ask you about the Bears, oh, I've stopped being a fan of them. I hate them and the Cubs.
Hey.
The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
Some habits are hard to die, Ray. I was sitting in my sensory deprivation chamber. What do you know?
All that tells me is when you go home, your family avoids you.
Your hockey minute. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
What do you think of the Beanpot Hockey Tournament, Ray? It's been held annually in Boston since 1952. And for the first time in 70 years of the Beanpot, we got Northeastern and Harvard meeting in the championship game. For those of you who don't know, this is the most snooty hockey tournament, maybe the most snootiest in terms of academic prestige sporting event in America. You got a highly sought after trophy, sellout crowds, and a corporate frat party for alums from all four schools. This is like a serious private school event, except for BC, which is public. But this is like the most Abercrombie and Fitch J. Crew wearing, Volvo driving, scarf tossing tournament in the world. I'm sure there's some Canadian hockey snobbery, but this is the pinnacle of American hockey snobbery.
No, this is more snobbery than the Canadians can manage.
It's something else.
Yeah. Because this really is a place where well-heeled alums go to do business deals.
Boston College, Boston University, Northeastern, and Harvard. And basically, here's how it goes. BU has historically dominated this. Boston College is in second place with some real dominant decades to what they've done. Harvard is good, sitting in third place. Northeastern is a least decorated, decided last place team. And
but they've been really to the last five finals.
Yeah, it's a really big deal in the East. I mean, it's a massive deal.
It's like this old high school tournament that used to happen in Oakland every year, which was basically, it was called the Tournament of Champions, which was all the Northern California, like, sectional champions. And it was a big deal until the state tournament took it over. And then it just became borderline irrelevant. But back in the day, that was where you got to see college coaches, pro scouts, all of it. That was a big deal back then. It is no longer.
If you like hockey snobbery, again, Beanpot, absolutely for you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thanks to Monty Poole for joining us on the Bud Light guest line. Lucas, Grandy, thank you very, very much. Ray, you and I are closer, just a little closer to Valentine's Day, honey. Every day brings us closer.
Guess what? Guess who's taking that day off?
I am going to bring you a big box of chocolates. You're going to be wearing pantyhose. It's going to be great. Sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.